My name is Grace Thornton. I'm a writer and performance artist working with the Cryptophonic Tour. For this event, I wanted to put myself in the role of what a woman my age would have been doing if she had been alive during the Civil War. As we all know, there are a lot of Confederate soldiers that are buried at Oakland Cemetery. So as I was walking around in the preliminary stages of deciding what I wanted to do, I thought, okay, so there are all these Confederate soldiers, there are the Confederate monuments, and what were the women's roles during that time? What would we have been doing? I've grew up in the South. I was born and raised just outside of Atlanta, and I've never felt connected to that kind of Dixie ideology. It wasn't really a part of my life, even though I've always lived here. So when I was conceiving of thinking about what does the Confederacy mean and what does it mean for my life specifically, the only kind of doorway I had into that, I think, was to consider what it would have been like if I was literally just transported back in time to like 1862, and what would I have been doing at the time? And that's how I relate to it. It's obviously influenced Atlanta's history, but this is the first time it's kind of felt like part of my history as well. So it's most likely that I would have been widowed, broke, pregnant, and doing these really elaborate mourning rituals for my hypothetical Confederate deceased husband. So I decided to do a widow's walk, in which I will walk around the grounds of the cemetery for the duration of the event, which is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., and I will be wearing traditional mourning gear that they would have been wearing at the time. So a hoop skirt dress, pagoda sleeves, a black bonnet with a long crepe veil and gloves, and singing mourning songs or hymnals that would have been sung at the time. So women's mourning lasted about 2.5 years. A year and a day of that was deep mourning, in which all black, every time you go in public, you wear a veil, you're completely covered. After those 2 years of pretty intense mourning, you can kind of transition out as you see fit. I will be all over the grounds. I'm not connected to a specific site. So I will be kind of this person out of time and place, because not only am I kind of transporting myself back to the Civil War time period, but I'm also this sort of specter that will be walking around the grounds and intersecting with the sound artist's work. There will be times when the sound of my voice will cross over with some of the sound artist's work, and it'll create a sort of mini cacophony that I think will be interesting. I'll just be wandering. I'll be a wandering woman.